This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 206. For Thursday, December 31st, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger on Thursday amid light trade activity due to the New Year's holiday. Markets will be closed tomorrow. The January canola contract is up $2.80 at $632 per ton. The March contract is up $3.90 at $636.80 per ton. Canola prices are expected to climb higher in the new year in order to discourage demand, as there are reports of tight carryout stocks. Gains in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on further gains for canola prices. The dollar was around 78.4 U.S. cents at midday. Soybean futures were stronger today. There continues to be concerns regarding dryness in South America. There have been rains across Argentina and Brazil, but some portions of the region remain dry. Weekly export sales for soybeans were reported at 695,000 tons, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. Soy meal sales were reported at 76,000 tons, which was lower than expected. Soy oil sales were reported at 60,000 tons, which beat trade expectations. The U.S. has banned imports of palm oil from Sime Darby Plantation. The Malaysian producer is facing allegations of forced labor during production. Corn futures were also stronger today, spurred by gains in the soybean market. Weekly export sales were reported at 964,000 tons, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. Fuel demand was expected to be higher during the Christmas holidays, but many people stayed home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That led to lower ethanol production last week, with output down by 4.3% to total 39.2 million gallons per day. That's the lowest rate since mid-October. Wheat futures were mixed today, taking a pause after making significant gains yesterday. Wheat exports were around 520,000 tons last week, which was on the higher end of market expectations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The January soybean contract is up by 11.5 cents at $13.15 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about 0.6 of a cent at 43.3 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up $2 at $434.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger, with the March contract up 9.5 cents at $4.84 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract up 11.5 cents at $3.60 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly stronger today. Chicago March is down a fraction of a cent at $6.39. Kansas City March is up 2 cents at $6.03. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 2 cents in the March contract at $5.97. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 31st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.